Eu quero chucha, 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 chucha. Já cantei barabará, já cantei berê-berê, já cantei o chucha-chá, pra você fizer lelê.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's going on, everybody?
You're jamming out to the intro, ain't you?
Who can't jam out of
that? How's everybody doing tonight? We got Gary. Gary's in the house. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
And co-host Rachel Strickland. How are you, girl?
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
If somebody's got a YouTube page.
Kristen looked really surprised all of a sudden.
I love Sorry. That. It's okay. How are you doing, Kristen?
I'm super great. How are you guys?
Squirrel, special guest for the night. I'm so glad you're able to join us for an hour's worth of entertainment, fun, and games.
I'm so glad you asked me.
I hope you're ready for a good time. Man, the chat is blowing up over here. I cannot keep up with it already. We got Collins on the move, Aurora Mech, SSK Promo is here. What's up, Ken? Mom with a camera. Mama with a camera. Gene Phillips is here. How are you, Gene?
Hi,
thanks for coming out. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate you. We are going to interview Kristen, a rural squirrel, tonight. We're going to talk about all of her reselling adventures. Can't think of the word I was looking for there, guys. Sometimes I just get tongue-tied on a live show. But Kristen, I wanted to start by asking you one thing. I just haven't figured out yet. Are you full-time or are you part-time? What do you consider yourself as far as reselling is concerned?
So I don't do anything else, but okay. I also recognize that there are a lot of people that hustle really hard part-time more than me.
Well, I think you're selling yourself short then. I mean, honestly, you could be a full-time mom and you're still doing a full-time job, you know?
Oh. 100%.
Whether you're getting paid for it or not, but what do you consider yourself? I asked Rachel this a long time ago when I interviewed her, and she said she's a full-time real estate and full-time reseller. Right, Rachel?
That's yeah, but you can cut out
at that time. At that time, that's what you were. So,
yeah.
I'm
full-time for me.
There you go. Full-time. Yeah. Full-time. I love it. I love it. And I feel like you do a lot of your sourcing from the Goodwill bins. Is that correct?
Almost exclusively. Yeah.
Why is that? Why the bins? Is it just what's prevalent in your area?
Well, I'm really lucky that there are three close to me, and there's four in my state. So, I mean, I'm really lucky in that respect. And we travel a lot, so I like to go see other ones. But the cost of goods, they're so good.
They're so low. How much time do you spend in the bins when you make one trip? Just one on average, what's your time in the bins?
I like to go first thing in the morning because I'm a morning person, but I'll stay all day.
You'll stay all day.
Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely full time then. Definitely full time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Excellent. I got a new face in the crowd. I'm not sure who it is. Maybe you do. Christopher
yes!
Nutter. Thanks for showing up.
Awesome. He's a full time reseller.
Excellent. It's good to meet you, buddy. Thanks for coming by and hanging out with us tonight. If y'all got any questions in the chat for a rural squirrel, for Kristen, just leave them in the chat and we'll make sure to answer them tonight. So Kristen, what'd you think about FlipCon?
I had a ball. What did you think? Did you love it? I saw your video.
It was absolutely great. I enjoyed hanging out with all the different people that were out there.
Yeah.
And what was some of your biggest takeaways?
I think that getting to hang out with everybody, we had such a great group of girls that we just had so much fun. It felt like a slumber party, but then to meet like you and like all the people that were there, it was really fun, really overwhelming because it just felt like everybody understood you and got you and spoke your language and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Do you have anybody in your family like that just doesn't get you, just doesn't get the reselling aspect of what we do?
I've been doing it for so long that all of them are like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's so many people in my family that do it. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, really? That's good.
Mm-hmm. When we go to Thanksgiving, my mom's like, can we talk about anything other than eBay, please?
Yeah, that's the truth. Gary, when was the last time you actually sat down with a family member and could talk reselling?
Probably this morning, as a matter of fact. Yeah, talked to my wife about it. So I guess that counts. Surprise. Yeah, exactly. Sold a couple of items. I was like, yeah, I got to ship these off. So, you know, and we talked about upping our reselling game a little bit more since cheap parts are getting more expensive. Man, what are you going to do, right? So just got to.
Yeah, you threw me on that one. I thought I was going to catch you with a never. No. Because I know when I talk to my family about reselling, my brother-in-law is the only one that would actually chat back. Everybody mm-hmm. else just goes to sleep. What about you, Rachel? I know you got a family full of interested reselling crew, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my parents are both resellers. So while I was listing in my living room floor this morning, instead of like turning on YouTube or anything, I talked to my dad. I had him on speaker the whole time and we talked eBay. While I was listing stuff, he's telling me about some lamps he was selling. And I'm like, well, I got this thing right now. And I was sitting in pictures while I was, it's like he was sitting there listing with me.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me, have any of y'all ever had a family member call you up or send you a picture of something, but they were in the Goodwill and they said, hey, is this worth picking up?
Daily. Daily. Yeah.
Is it from a family member that's a reseller or somebody who's just trying to help out, doesn't really understand?
Well, a lot of times it's, you know, my aunt or my dad saying, hey, isn't this a good thing? Should I pick this up? Or because they're across the country, so they're not picking it up for me. But or like just yesterday, my brother was like, hey, Home Depot has a clearance on these. Should I get these and try to flip them? And I'm that's not really your stick, Steve. So I don't know.
That would be a stretch, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about consignment? Did any of y'all do consignment for anything? Any friends, family, anything at all?
Oh, no. I thought you meant like shop consignment. Like there's a consignment store here that doesn't know good brands and I'll buy stuff really cheap. But I have no interest in consigning stuff for people because like inventory is too plentiful here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm with Rachel.
Yeah. My in-laws try to get me to, you know, do consignment for some of the stuff that they pick up at these bin stores and things like that. And I'm like, why don't you just sell it yourself? You know, you can keep all the money for yourself. And it's not like they paid me a king's ransom on it anyway. And so I kind of have to politely decline a lot of the times because it costs me more in gasoline to go to the post office to mail it off in some circumstances than it does what they pay me. So, you know, that's the only times. But out there, politely decline.
It's really weird that just in the past 2 weeks, I've had two friends reach out and ask me if I would sell something for them. And I declined them because I'm like, I just don't really want to get into that game. I don't want to get into the how long it could potentially take to sell and then get back to them with the cost, right?
Yep.
But then I was thinking, well, what if I could talk them into just buying it off of them for a percentage of what I think I could sell for them? Have y'all ever thought about that?
If it's 10%.
Right, yeah.
Shooting it pretty low, Rachel.
That's the thing.
Well, you might not have any friends come to you at all.
Yeah. I like 10 times my money. That's my go-to.
Yeah, and when I can get it at the cost of goods so cheap, I had a lady give me a fur coat one time, and she's like, here, sell this for me. It should be a $300 coat. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, if we get $300 for it, then we've got the fees, and then I'm going to take a percentage. If you took it to a consignment store, you'd be paying 60%. So you're going to pay me. I'm going to get 60%. So then you've left with 40% after fees. Do you really want me to keep, you know, it's not a $300 coat anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth the hassle because you also have to keep up with the goods as well, because the minute they do sell, you know, then you've got to ship it off. You can't rely on going to go get it from them and hopefully they have it and nothing happened to it in the meantime. And it just adds to your pile. You know, that's the thing. It's like, unless your death pile is at zero, you should have no business consigning anything for anybody else because you're not going to make the same money. Go list your death pile.
Yeah, you have stuff to list. Yeah,
that's right. Well,
if you think about it, and this is how I'm thinking about it, we kind of do that on Facebook Marketplace or yard sales, except to Kristen's point, it's a really low buy cost, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
So it's just the yard sales coming to you saying, hey, I've got this item. And your answer is, yeah, I'll give you, I don't know, I'll be a little bit nicer than Rachel. I'll give you 25% of what the value could possibly be. And it's up to them to decide if they take it or not, right?
Yeah, but once you've bought it from them, you're done with them. You don't have to check in with them and tell them what the status is of it and give them updates on it all the time. You've washed your hands of that person and their needs, so now you don't have to. It's yours to deal with.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. That's why I wouldn't do like a percentage consignment. I'd do a straight up, I'll buy it from you for 25%, and now it's mine. You only get that 25%. But now it's on me to get what I think I could get for it.
At that point, it's a yard sale transaction. Now, I was going to say, do you remember, this was some years ago, Adam, in town, there was an eBay store that you could take your items to, and they would sell it for you. Now, I gave them a call. It was over there on Airport Thruway. Nobody knows where that's at except for you and I. But the thing is that I called them up one day because I was curious. It's like, so what is sort of the amount that I could get, you know, if I brought you something? And he says, well, for example, if you had a $100 camera, right, and you sold it for $100, he said you would probably end up with about $50 of that by the time all is said and done, by the time they take their cut, by the time they pay the eBay fees, by the time they ship it, by the time they do all these things, it's about $50 is what you get. So about a 50% loss is what you're looking at. But there are people out there that don't care. I mean, they were going to donate it anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll take in the goods and just do it. Now, they're not open anymore.
There used to be a store like that here like 16 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's just it. They're not here anymore. So it makes you wonder how that business, model worked for them.
I think eBay got easier to use. I really do. I think compared to, a decade ago, hell, compared to 5 years ago, eBay has gotten considerably more user-friendly in its interface and the way that you can list mobily and everything like that. So I think it was more for that. You know, I don't have a camera. I don't have a picture setup. I don't know how to use a computer. I don't have an eBay account. And it's just, there's a bigger reach out there for people to sell on eBay these days.
Yeah, which brings me to a point that I wanted to bring up about it being easier is I think that eBay may have gotten easier, but I think that shipping is still the most difficult part of eBay overall. I just read this in the news a couple of weeks ago, and let me see if I can – here we go. So it was mentioned at the beginning of September that – this is something we'll all know. Get ready. USPS announces their proposed changes for the peak holiday season, right?
Yeah.
One thing that stuck out to me, though, was it typically ends after Christmas, but now they've extended it another month to the end of January. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's to catch all of those late shippers, all of the late. And it's also to cover them for everything being so delayed. It's going to be like a catch all. But also to speak to that, pirate ship is not transferring. Like, they're not handing down those increases. There's not going to be a USPS increase on pirate ship. Like, I've never done the whole import your whole spreadsheet from eBay, but I'm going to this holiday season. Like, why not? If I saved a dollar an item and I ship out 200 things, like, I'm going to save some money this season.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, do you use pirate ship, Kristen, already?
No, I've never used it. I know people that do. I think Rachel's talked about it a couple different times because I think Farm Girl Scavenger was trying to get you to work on that too. And I'm all for saving money for sure. Most things that I ship out, honestly, are like first class packages. So it hasn't been a huge need for me. But I mean, during holiday season, if it's going to go up significantly, I'm definitely willing to look at it. But
there's no telling if first class. I've personally not read anything that says first class is going to be impacted. But there's no. I mean, they could surprise me. You never know. What platforms are you on, Kristen? eBay only, or what? What else?
So I've been on eBay for a really long time, and I have a Poshmark, but I'm not super active on it. I'm pretty much an eBay girl. If I've got something big, I'll put it up on Marketplace, but mostly just eBay.
Mostly just so what is it about Poshmark that kind of you don't find easy or something like that?
It's probably great. I just don't put effort into it. And I know that there's a lot of sharing, and I don't have a VA, and I don't do all the extra steps to do it. I like that you can put something up on eBay and just walk away, and it can be up there for 2 or 3 years and still sell.
I 2 points. One, pirate ship works great, guys. If you're not using pirate ship, it's easy to set up. It's free. It literally has a eBay button where it pulls in your eBay solds so that you can just treat it like if it was an eBay page, and then it transfers the tracking number over to eBay. And honestly, I feel like their current shipping rates are exactly the same as eBay's. But with this holiday season changes, I'm going to be using them more often. Now, the other thing that Flippy McFlipperson got me into is I opened a business credit card, and now I get points because of it's like three times your points or something like that on the credit card for travel and hotels and stuff like that. So that was another thing that he showed me. Other thing I want to show was, Kristen, have you ever heard of Flip, F-L-Y-P?
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
I did not think it was going to be awesome. And it's okay, so it's not really awesome. It's super easy, though.
Okay.
It really is. And it has that auto share functionality for you on Poshmark. And I just, honestly, I turn it on this computer when I'm not at home, and it just runs all day. It shares like every hour for me in the background, because I'm not here anyway. I'm not using my computer.
Yeah.
But it's free. That's the best part of it. It's free.
I just have it. You know, there's all those things that, just like a death pile that you need to be working on.
Yeah.
I have like a list of things that I should probably be looking at and working on. It just, that's my death pile right now. I'm caught up with all my other stuff, getting stuff listed. I just, it's looking at Pirate Ship and checking out Flip and maybe List Perfectly and all those other things that I just set it on the back burner and, you know.
Do it's that. A lot, especially like you have a new podcast on Fridays now.
Yeah, you do.
That's turning out pretty good. Y'all had a pretty nice guest on Friday, didn't you?
Yeah. Wait till you see this Friday too.
Oh boy, I haven't seen the ads for this Friday yet.
Yeah,
I had to watch it after the fact. Y'all are on while I'm just getting back from my lunch break at my full time job. Ho ho hum. So I have to watch after the fact. But I did watch the first one live. I'll give you that. But then I had a meeting, unfortunately. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
We're having fun, aren't we, Rachel?
Oh, it's a blast. It's a good time. I don't catch them live either, Adam, because I'm doing Meals on Wheels whenever they premiere.
I was about to say, you got to be in it. You, how do you not? But it's pre-recorded.
They're pre-recorded and it's a premiere, yeah.
Good job. You about got me on that one. I didn't really catch them. So I know you're one of those diligent resellers that every time you go out and buy something, you come home and you list it immediately and you don't have a death pile, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Actually, I don't have a death pile right now. I have a pile of stuff that I've listed and I need to get put away, but
that's good.
That's a lie. I have two items that I need to get listed.
So what's your eBay store look like right now? How many active listings do you have?
A little over 500.
Woo, that's good. That's really good.
I don't know. Now I'm going to look because I don't know.
Well, I've only got like 160, so I'm happy for your 500 for sure. Rachel, what you sitting at?
Like 1550, I think.
Yeah.
What? She's kind of... You're killing it, girl.
Thanks. Yeah. Some of them could sell. That'd be great.
Do you think that the like the video, it'll guarantee a sale will happen here too? Just like
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh. Like if people give this video a like while we're live, I will personally guarantee a sale, or I will send them their money back what they paid in admission tonight.
Well, good, because you're the treasurer. You got all the money anyway.
Absolutely.
All right. And Gary, what was the last thing you sold?
Last thing I sold, let's see, Cleveland Reds hat, as a matter of fact. 5950 New Era Cincinnati Reds hat. So it had been sitting out there for a while. I was actually kind of concerned.
Are they doing good? Are the Cincinnati Reds doing good?
I have no clue. If it's not the Braves or the Red Sox, I'm not following. So the Braves made the playoffs, though. So
Braves just clinched the playoffs. That's right.
So.
We won't bore these ladies out of the show.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's turned into sports talk real quick.
I'm just happy the Braves finally woke up. It's been like a couple decades of slumber. So
yeah. Yeah.
You can't come on my show and talk slack about my Braves, Rachel. I want to say hello to people that are showing up that I've never seen before. There was Grammy Sally 8.
Hi,
thank
Mom.
You so much.
For that's showing up.
That's your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, Grammy Sally 8. I do appreciate you showing support for Kristen. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks.
Mom. Trying to keep up with the chat too. Let's see. Collins on the Move says, I haven't tried PowerShip. When you use it, do you send the tracking number to the customers on eBay? It definitely travels directly to your eBay account from PirateShip. You don't have to do anything. As far as that step is concerned, it automatically populates it for you. So that's a good question. If anybody's got any more about eBay or Pirate Ship in that regards, let me know. So Kristen, the bins, what is your strategy at the Google bins? Here's why I ask. I'm so interested because we do have a Google bins. I don't make it very often. I'm a part-time reseller. I've got a, I could do it Saturday mornings or I could do it during my lunch break. If you've got a short amount of time, like me, what kind of tips or strategies would you have for me to make my time worth it?
I think you would start with what you like. So do you like clothes or do you like...
Sure, clothes are fine.
Okay, so I would go to where you think you're going to have the most success. So if you want to go to clothes, go to clothes. If you want to go to wares, go to wares. I start with shoes.
Is there any strategy to how you dig?
Like, I don't wear gloves because I want to feel the fabric. You know, Rachel and I went together and she's like, I got to find some gloves. Yeah, but I don't.
Isn't that kind of a catch 22 though, Rachel? You found the gloves in the bins?
And then I accidentally forgot to put them back and bought the stupid thing.
Well, you did use them all day, so you might as well buy them and keep them for yourself.
She found them like halfway through.
Yeah, we were like three quarters of the way done. Here's the thing is I like to have a good leather glove on while I'm going through hard goods because like there's glass. And then always I would take off my gloves to go through fabrics because you want to feel like wool and silk and chiffon. But one day I did that and stuck my hand in a wet comforter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. That sounds like the never thing been. Scary movies are made out of.
I'm good.
Donated right after the dog used it.
No. Yeah, I do. I don't wear gloves because I want to feel it. But I start where I think I'm going to make the most money, and I like to go to shoes first. So I go to the shoes. Then when Rachel and I went to the shoes. She went right for the bags, found all the good bags.
Yeah, she knows bags for sure. Yeah. Anthony C says, pro tip, avoid the bins. Today, I watched a woman throw a bra at the cashier from like 10 feet away while yelling at her in another language.
Sounds like a concert. What a deal.
It's like yeah, pro tip, know. Yeah.
Does that only language. Happen at the bins?
You know, I don't see... I mean, I go often. I mean, there's occasionally like funky stuff that happens, but you know, there's funky stuff that happens at Walmart. So I do.
Ain't that true?
You know?
Yep.
I want to say hello to Christopher.
Good job.
Hello, Christopher. How are you tonight? Everybody, after the show last 2 weeks ago, I've been getting a lot of crap about your name, man. So I'm going to just say Christopher from here on out. So thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. See, look, Drew's got it going on still. All right. So here's what I'm thinking about the bins.
Okay.
45 minutes to tops, right? Because I got to get back within the hour and I got to eat. So I don't want to buy a lot of crap, but I don't want to waste my time looking at each individual item, right?
Right.
What I've noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong here, what I've noticed is fill your cart, claim that cart,
yeah,
and then go through that. What do you think about that strategy? Is that still a waste of time because you may miss a whole nother table?
Yeah, no. If you think that you might be interested in it, grab onto it, hang onto it, just like you would at a regular thrift store. Then think about it, evaluate it, and put it back if you don't want it anymore. But yeah, if you even have the slightest inkling that it might be something that you want, grab hold of it.
Yep. Do you have a lot of vintage t-shirt resellers in your area?
Yeah.
I have. I know for a fact there's 5 teenage boys, whether they're in high school or college, I don't know their exact age, but they just hang out. They're there every time I go. And they just hang out there the whole time.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
what is it about teenage boys and vintage t-shirts?
That's my son, and that's what he's selling on Whatnot right now. And he doesn't even wear vintage.
Who's that?
My son. He's selling vintage t-shirts on Whatnot.
Where's he get them from?
Like all kinds of different places. Vintage Viking just sent him a huge box, like for free, because he's getting out of clothes. And he's like, I want to support your son, and like mailed him a huge box of them.
That's amazing.
But, like, our local thrift store doesn't put out t-shirts. So I want to talk to her and be like, what do you do with the shirts? Can I buy them by the pound?
Yeah. There's a lot of thrift stores in our area that if the shirts just even have the smallest little hole in it or have a stain on it, they don't put it out. So it ends up in the trash or in the bins or something. Crazy. So
That would be a good idea. You got that mom and pop shop that is a thrift store and you don't, you know, just get to know them better, right? Make good networking
ties. One
of
the thrift stores lets me do that when they bail up their stuff for recycling in St. Louis. And I talk to them about it and they sell it to me for $5, like a Walmart bag. If I go through it before it goes to recycling.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher says, I went to the bins one time and lasted about 15 minutes. It was like Black Friday was just too much for me.
Black Friday every 30 minutes. Yeah. My husband did the same thing. He didn't know that we were at a bins. So he had to go do something else. And then he came back over to get me. And I said, yeah, come over and check it. You know, I've got a couple things I want you to see. And he walked in and was like, nope. And he turned around and walked right back out, left me in there. Nope.
Oh. Adam went nope on his sound.
What happened there? I don't know. I was going to say it's like a pack of dogs and a three-legged cat at the bins every time they pull that table out.
It really is. Gosh, it looks like a visual? Feeding frenzy. Yeah. You ever seen
that's
Shark
how we
Week?
Say it over here in the South.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right. My husband said the same thing. You know, whenever you go to the zoo and they've got that koi pond that you can throw dog food into it and all the fish go like crazy. He says that's what it looked like to him.
I took my super bougie sister to a bins when I went down to Florida this summer. And I was like, okay, let me like warn you before we go in. And her husband was with us. I was like, here are the rules. And because I didn't want them to get yelled at I was like, the stuff may be dirty, stuff may be broken. Don't touch a bin until they say go. Like, and we went in, and that's where this bins was like 1,200 square feet, maybe. It was the tiniest thing I've ever seen. And there was nothing in there hardly.
Mm-hmm. Ours is rather small. I'd say maybe 12 tables total, top.
Yeah, oh, that's how this one was.
Yeah.
Those are small. Yeah.
I think it was built into an old gas station or something like that they gutted out. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Old School Flips is here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jimmy.
I buy vintage jorts for myself. I spend all day there searching.
They go well jorts. With Hey Dudes.
Jean shorts.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, why have I heard that term from high school or something like that? Like,
that's where you heard it.
Jorts and JNCO pants are just flashbacks from me.
It's like Japris. Have you ever heard of Japris? The jean capris, where it was like those shorts that were way too long, but they're just above the ankle. You remember when you used to wear those?
Like JNCO shorts. I dated some guys that wore JNCOs, so yeah.
JNCOs was after me. That's for young kids. I'm older than you people, so.
I don't know. You may be surprised.
Yeah. I don't know. Put your age in the private chat.
No, don't go there. Don't do that at all. The thing I was going to get at is with the Google bins is they freak me out personally. Who was it? Anthony that said something about don't go to the bins.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't even know the rules of the bins. Rachel, to your point, somebody would need to be there with me and explain it to me. And not that I've broken a rule and gotten kicked out or anything, but I'm like, why do you have to wait for the table to, like, I don't get it.
Kristen and I saw some people breaking rules whenever we were in St. Louis at the bins together. They must have announced 114 times that if you were parked past a certain line, we're going to tow your car. And they just kept on, how long, for an hour and a half, it seemed like, begging people to go move their cars. Okay, you've left us no choice. We're going to tow you. And then whenever they closed down in the middle of the day, it reset and then reopened. And when they closed down, there's a lady walking around the parking lot with her stuff and her car's not out there. And I'm just like, how did you not hear?
Yeah.
90 minutes they told you they were going to tow your car.
When they first started yelling at everybody, we were like, are they yelling at us? Did we do that? Are you kicking us out? Because Rachel's over there on pogo sticks. And
I was. That pogo stick was broken. There was like no spring. And when I went down on that thing, like it just went straight to the ground. I thought I broke my knees.
And it really was better in slow motion. It really was.
I'm not
was.
Laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I promise.
I don't know. I'm kind of laughing at. Yeah.
And we used stilts and I ended up buying the stilts. And we did like this balance ball thing. I got a whole workout in while we were there.
Yeah.
I got to see
all
that
of this
video.
You can still see on video.
Kristen was playing volleyball and tried to get it stuck in the rafters because she's four.
I was the one who used to throw the tennis shoes over the power lines or something like that.
Really?
So, yeah.
You were that guy?
I was that guy.
Oh, my God.
I would find some tennis shoes that were just like out on the sidewalk or something and then just go throw them over.
I thought you were going to say at the bins and like you're still doing it.
I'm talking about high school.
This was last week, you know.
This was 2 days ago. What are you talking about? But yeah, I think I'm going to go for it though. I'm going to do a Saturday morning, go to the bins with the thought process that I need to spend a lot of time there. I'm probably going to do the whole card idea where I just find that table and just put all armloads in my cart, right? Like, claim it for myself.
Sifter.
And then sift through it after the fact, right? Just,
like, sift through and get any dead rodents out.
Does that make people mad, though? Does that strategy make people mad?
Yeah, maybe, like, scooping big piles in and, you know, go through all the... I probably wouldn't do that.
Is that a rule I would break?
I'm not saying it's a rule. I think that there's just, although there's not a lot of etiquette at bins.
Bin etiquette.
You might need to find out what the etiquette is at your bins, because there's different rules at every single bins location that I've ever been to, and I've been to 30 of them.
If there's rules, they should post them on the wall.
Some of them do have. Kristen just posted some interesting ones that she saw. At, like, they actually had their rules posted. What were the, where was that at, Kristen?
I put it on my Instagram. I've got the photo. It's sitting right up here.
Was it like 2-3 rules, or was it like 40
rules?
It's like
5 things or something.
Gloves are required for all shoppers. Items are sold by the pound. All merchandise is sold as is. All sales final. Not responsible for missing items. Make sense, but the one cartload per transaction. Children must be supervised at all times, no exceptions. I've seen it where they say nobody under 16 is even allowed. And you have to refrain from shopping the boats until sell is completed. Wheels are locked and sheets are pulled. That was the one that I was like, wait, you put sheets over the top of your things and, like, do a reveal?
It's like a magic trick.
Yeah. So they called them boats, number one. They called them boats. Number two, what you said something about you can't shop. Read that last one again about the boats.
You can't shop until the sell is completed. And
what is
then,
the sell in that,
like,
regard?
Like that line.
I think that group of bins that they are, that section that they're going through. And then the sheet thing, I was like, why are you doing? I mean, I understand with the wheels locked and you're trying to make sure that you're being, that the workers are being safe and that they're protected. I get that, which is why you can't go in the aisles. And most places are like, yeah, you stay back until we tell you that you can come in. But I mean, Miss Taffy, her bins in LA, they look savage. They don't have those, like, they'll be wheeling out the carts or the bins, and there's people, like, in them digging as they're moving, and I think that just sounds nuts.
Could do that.
As they're moving? No. Our Amazon store covers covers the table and pulls the cover off when they lock the wheels in place. Anthony says, our Goodwill sells all their video games in a boutique at the bins, so that is why I go there. Maybe that's what they're doing with ours. I thought they were shipping them all to e-commerce, but maybe they're pulling them and putting them all in the bins. I don't know.
Did you go to the ones in Charlotte?
No, I didn't make it there.
I think that there was a special electronics where all the video games were at the bins in Charlotte. I didn't go to it because I don't do a lot of video games, and I wouldn't know what they were anyway, but it was right next door to the bins. And
maybe that's it. I can't remember what the name of it was, but I did see other people's videos about it, and they looked like they were priced eBay prices. So I don't think you were going to make any money off of any of the things you found in those video game stores. So. Oh, well, right?
Yeah.
Drew agrees. Just grab everything from the whole bin and just put it in your cart.
You are not making any friends. Don't do that. There's never been to the bins.
Maybe I just need to push the limits to see how far I can go before I get kicked out.
That would be a good video. Like, I try to get kicked out of the bins. Yeah.
Will they let you film in there?
They wouldn't let us film on opening day.
Don't let you, don't know about. You know,
if you wear it on the front of your chest like Iron Man, they won't miss it, right? But I guess if you hold a phone in your hand and try to record like this while you're looking up eBay comps, I don't know. That'd be bad recording, but.
Well, jacket weather's coming up, you know, you just do the sort of half zip down to here, you know.
Sweater weather,
that's right.
I tried to get kicked out of the bins. Maybe that's an idea I need to write down. Don't anybody take that one yet.
Jot that one down, yeah.
Well, I've already been kicked out of the bins, so.
Ooh, okay, got to tell us that story. You mentioned it. Go ahead, tell us the story.
Well, I couldn't get it on film because I was on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been so great, but my daughter was with me, and we were at the Phoenix bins, and they walked up to my daughter, who had never been to the bins before, and was like, what is going on? And they were like, yeah, you can't stay in here. You can't film. You can't be in here. It's against policy. You need to leave. And we were like, okay.
So they kicked you out because you had the camera.
Because we had the camera.
Get out of here.
They didn't say.
And it was on my phone. Stop recording. I mean, Rachel, see me. I'm not walking around with a big GoPro. I'm just, it's just my phone.
Oh, really?
Wow. I mean, it's obvious this is where they're keeping the hidden UFO or something like that. I mean, because it's more locked down than like the Pentagon. You know,
it is Area 51.
Yeah. This is where they hide the alien stuff.
Yeah. At the I kind of wonder though. My theory is that they don't want like OSHA issues or you know whoever puts rules and mandates on them as far as their employees go. I that's my theory on it.
You'll never know the truth, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, I'll see. I'll do that one Saturday. I'll plan it and I'll see if I get kicked out just by using the camera because they already told me no, what, 2 years ago? So we'll try it again.
The best thing would be to try to get banned from there and then go in a different disguise each time to try to worm your way back in. Now, that could be a whole series that you
it could.
Just
are,
saying.
Are you allowed to get into the tables if, like, you can't reach across? Because I'm kind of short. I'm 5'6".
I know someone who's done that. How can I point down here at Kristen for climbing over the table?
Right there. Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But you're pretty tall. Why'd you jump in the table?
It was a Burberry.
You
went full send. Uh-huh. Yeah,
that plaid, that Nova plaid went flipping when one of the t-shirt boys was making a blender. So I just
when one of the t-shirt Beautiful. Boys was making a blender.
Yeah, doesn't it look like that though? They're just
poetic. Throwing it left and right. Yeah.
And you could see that plaid go across. And so I thought by the time I walked all the way around, it would have been gone. So.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Exactly.
It turned out to be real Burberry, right? It wasn't just a pattern at Kohl's or something.
I know, I
like
sold
that.
It. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Good deal. Nice. Good dive.
Totally
good
worth dive. The dive then.
That's right.
Totally worth the dive.
That would have been worth the kick
10,
out of it.
Hold up a 10 sign.
I think everybody was like, oh.
9.5.
But, you know, nobody thought, I mean, they didn't yell at me. They were like, oh, well. Like it was volleyball. Nice dive. Nice save.
Billy Flipper says, my employees can't film in my warehouse. Because of OSHA regulations. So, yeah, that's a good rule to have, Paul.
Hey, go back up.
Yeah.
Go back up a few chats. Christopher said something to you, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Christopher. Okay. Right here. I wanted to show support, but can't send SC yet on this channel. So I bought you 10 coffees. Holy mackerel. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that, buddy.
Thanks. That's nice.
Before you know it, we'll be monetized, right? We're not too far away. Thank you. I do appreciate that, Christopher, so much. I wish I could pin your comment to the top of the chat. Make it sit there for a little while. Thanks, man. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for pointing that out, Rachel. I had missed that.
That's what I'm here for. That's why you're paying me, right?
Yeah, that's right. All 2 cents per minute. All right. So, guys, I think it's time for the game. I hope everybody's ready for this. Rachel and Gary, are you ready for this?
Totally ready.
Born All ready.
Right. Let's play a new game, y'all. Here we go.
No way. No way. Baldy Pal. Excellent.
All right.
Oh, that was the best.
We got a new game, y'all. It's called
Worked
No
for hours
Way.
On that.
That is the best intro in the whole wide world. Thank you to my co-host for playing and participating in that. Kristen, this is a new game. First player to play it. Co-hosts haven't actually gone through it yet. They've just kind of seen the rules and thought about it. Let's do this. Let's put Kristen up top here, and let's put our two co-hosts on the side. So here's No Way. Here's the way No Way works. Ultimately, I'm going to show some things that sold on eBay and ask some questions about it, right? It's kind of like true-false.
Wait, I wasn't listening. What did you say? I was trying to
fiddling with the screen.
Do the heart thing.
Wait.
We're such girls.
Thank
Instagram
you.
Instagram story.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to show a few things, a few items that sold on eBay. And you have to think if I'm telling the truth or not. And if you think I'm telling the truth, it's a way. If you think I'm lying about it, it's a no way. All right?
Okay, way and no way.
Way and no way. Our co-hosts over here, they're playing too. All right. Okay. Thing is, they work together and they get points together, and then you get points by yourself. So if you match one of them correctly, you get a point. Or if you guess incorrectly, they get a point. Seem okay so far?
I mean,
so every time you get it right, you get a point. But every time you get it wrong, they get a point.
Okay. No pressure. Got it.
They're trying to trick you.
Yeah, they may try to trick you. You never know. So you got to. Okay, so what I'm going to do is when I show an item, I want you to – I'm going to ask them to reveal their answer, way or no way. And I want you – if they're the different answers, I want you to pick one to agree with. And if they show the same answer, you can choose to go against them and go out on your own, or you can agree with them. Okay? We'll walk you through it. The first two were simple. We'll walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. So let me share my screen real quick. Share screen. There's no sound, so we don't have to worry about sound this time. All right. Here we go. Let's move some people around here. All right. There we go. All right. Rachel and Gary are on bottom. The first item is a Mickey Mantle rookie card as of 9/19/2022, so just 2 days ago.
Okay.
This is the most expensive baseball card sold on auction in the past 90 days. So that's either true or false, way or no way. All right. Couple of details about it from 1952, Topps Mickey Mantle. It was graded a one. That's the poorest, by the way. It's a 1 to 10, 10 being the best. And so it was rated a one. So the question is, as of 9/19/2022, this is the most expensive baseball card sold on auction in the past 90 days. Now, Rachel and Gary, I'm going to ask them to reveal in a second, but Kristen, you can ask one of them to explain their answer to help you better understand which one you should pick, okay?
Okay. Do I get to phone a friend, anybody in the chat?
No. You only get to look at the two co-hosts. So, Gary and Rachel, go ahead and reveal. Do you think way or no way, true or false?
No way.
All right. No way. They both say no way. So, you can ask them. If you know, to explain their choice, if you want to, you don't have to, but only one of them. And then when you're ready to give your final answer, go ahead and do it.
So I can ask them to explain on each item that we're going to go through. I can, it's not
yes,
like
a each item
and we get to use it one time.
Nope. Not like that.
Okay. Then I'm going to agree with them.
You agree.
Yeah.
Okay. So no
I'm a
way.
Good expert on trading cards and baseball games and all the things sports. So.
Okay. All right. So no way. You think that this is not the most expensive baseball card that sold in the past 90 days. All right. So the answer is way.
Ah.
The answer is way. Okay. It was the most expensive.
And it was
sold.
Graded a one? Wow.
It was graded a one. So co-hosts, get a point. All right. Well, the next question.
Nick, if you bring up a video game, I'm just going to be...
The next question's related. It's going to be, it's to keep the theme going and to help you understand the rules of the games. This is the first time we're playing, okay? So here's the next question. So you know it was the most expensive one sold.
Okay.
But there were 407 bids, and the winning bid was $45,275. Gary and Rachel, do you think that's a way or no way? Yes or no? All right. They both say way. So, Kristen, you can ask one of them to explain their answer, or you can just go ahead and tell me your answer. There were 407 bids, and the winning bid was $45,275. Way or no way?
Rachel, are you saying way because you think both 407 bids and the $45,000 is correct?
Yeah, Good Morning America actually covered this, and I remember seeing 407, and I was like, that's insane. I wish 407 people would look at my auction. It's right.
All right. So what do you think, Kristen? Way or no way?
I'm going to say that I don't know. That's not an option. I'm going to say no way.
No way. All right.
You tricked me last time, people. So
the co-hosts say way. Kristen says no way. The answer is no way.
I don't even watch Good Morning America.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like you, but okay.
Good bluff. Well
the answer is no way. It got 95 bids, though, and sold for $27,279. Wow. Did you see that coming, even though you didn't think it was true?
I'd still have that.
No. That's crazy. Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of numbers for the bids, and it seemed like for both of those things to be right, I didn't believe you that both things would be right. That's
all right. I got you. Well, good job. We're tied 1-1. There are 5 total, so we shouldn't come out with a tie at the end. All right.
Okay.
Warning: game gets a little bit harder now.
Okay.
All right. The next item is a rare pair of Nike Olympic Edition Air Force One tennis shoes. These are edition from the 2012 Summer Olympics, size 14, if that makes a difference. It says that on one shoe, it says Home of the Brave, and on the other shoe, it says Land of the Free, and both are imprinted with United States of America. Super rare Olympic Nike Air Force One sold for $2,150. Gary and Rachel, way or no way? Reveal your answers. All right. So hold them up for just a second, guys. Kristen, you got 2 opposite answers here. You can ask one of them a question to clarify their answer and choose which one you want to go with.
I feel like we need to have like intense game show TikTok music in between. Because, I mean, the pressure is so much, especially when they split like this.
That's a tough one.
Gary, I want to know why you think that's way.
I think anything related to the Olympics fetches a higher price. The fact that it was a limited edition run of these shoes just for that time period, that's why I'm going with way.
Okay. No way.
All right. Kristen says no way. So... you had no way, right, Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can match Rachel on this. The answer is no way.
Oh.
It was one bid for $25.
$25, man.
I totally believe that. Like, there's way better Nikes to spend $2,000 on.
One bid for $25. That's, I mean, at least they got something for their money on that one, but not $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, moving on along. And I hope you guys in the chat like this. You can play along and share your answers, what you think. Kristen, I don't care if you look at them and try to get some ideas from them as well, if it helps out. But you can't ask the chat to explain their answer, but you can only ask Rachel or Gary. All right, here's the next item.
Is he dabbing?
He could be. It's a 19th century Japanese figure made of bronze. It stands 11.2 inches or 28 centimeters if you're watching from somewhere over in England or the Europe or whatever, but 11.2 inches tall. It has markings on the back of the maker, and it's important to note that the bow is missing. So that's a bow and arrow. It's an arrow in his hand. He does look like he's dabbing though, doesn't he? So I say it sold for $14,450, this antique 19th century Japanese bronze figure. $14,450. Rachel and Gary, way or no way? All right.
Okay.
Gary says no way, and Rachel says way. So you got to pick one to agree with, but you can ask a question to help you decide.
So, Gary, do you have a lot of experience with antique gilded bronze?
I don't, but I heard some very wise words one time watching Pawn Stars. It says, just because it's old doesn't mean it's valuable.
Okay. I'm going to go with way because I buy chit. way.
All right. He also said no way, though, in the chat. He said both.
Trying to throw me
or
off.
Maybe that's from a previous one. All right, no, so
I'm gonna go with way.
You're gonna go with way. So you think this thing sold for $14,450? You sure you don't want to change your answer?
Nah, I'm gonna go for it. I mean, unless I'm losing money.
All right.
The answer is
way.
Yes!
I'm over the century tonight.
The answer is way. This object did sell for $14,450. And technically, that's it. We have one more item left, but there's no way the co-hosts can win. Y'all want to see it anyway and try to figure it out?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. The last item is a rare vintage Corningware dish.
No way.
With wildflowers and a lid.
No way.
I say it sold for $1,000.
I'm stealing her answer this time.
No way.
Is that you don't even want to ask a question to help them clarify? You don't think that's right?
Nope.
All right. No way. You just want me to reveal, right?
Yep. No way.
All right. So the answer is way.
No way. Did they pay?
Yeah, this is money laundering.
It's sold. Now, I'll be honest with you. It when I look at things like this, I look to see if it's listed again, right? So, like, in the case that they didn't pay, they're going to relist it. This wasn't relisted, so.
If there's feedback, I learned this from Bolo Buddies. If there's feedback on it, you can check and see if it sold that way, like if they actually paid. Looking at the seller's feedback and the buyer's, the seller's, I guess.
Okay. Now, it's not unheard of, though, because there were several dishes like this on eBay that had sold.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I'll be doggone.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So that's the end of the No Way game. I hope you enjoyed it. We put up a lot of effort to get that intro up and running, and that turned out.
You need to play it again one more time. Let's party on.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah, here we go. Outro.
No way.
No way. Baldy pal. Excellent.
I love it. That is absolutely perfect, guys. Thank you to my co-host for playing along to get that to work out. There's no telling what kind of trouble you may get into when you're on the Baldy Pal show.
That was very good.
You did really well, Kristen.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations. You won.
You picked out stuff that is not in my wheelhouse, so I was nervous.
You did just fine. You did absolutely fine. I thought it was awesome when you would ask Gary any question and then be like, okay, no, I'm going to go opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was a good move. That was a champion move right there.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to go opposite of whatever Gary says.
Yep.
Awesome. Drew said he won, so we'll just take his word for it.
I'm proud of you.
Christopher says, I sold an antique drafting set today for $650, which I paid $25 for. I love it when people sell large items like that that they got for pennies. And it's not that the person that originally sold it to them didn't know or understand the value. It's just, you know, that's great picking, you know? It's lucky picking in my eyes. And I love finding those kind of gems at yard sales or wherever the case may be. So,
yeah.
Good job, Christopher. Good job. All right. So, wrapping up the show, Kristen, is there anything you want to leave our viewers with? I've definitely put your link to your YouTube channel in the description of this video. So, if you have not already subscribed to Kristen, a rural squirrel, and explain that for just I've heard the story. Just explain it one more time.
Isn't it fun to say?
It is. It's hard to say sometimes. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. I just think it's fun to say. That's it. I just think it's fun to say. And I don't have any particular affection for squirrels, and I'm not rural. I just thought it was cool to say it. So
it does make you stop.
It does make you slow down. It does make you say, what is that? So, I mean, a little bit of
it's
strategy.
Catchy. Mm-hmm. It's definitely catchy, for sure. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Rachel, you got anything you want to leave with our audience?
Will you guys please check out our podcast Friday? Because me and Kristen and Angie, and I'll just tell you guys, it's Kathy of Ginger Marvin on Friday.
Uh-oh. Yep. She let the cat out of the bag. That'll be a good one.
Let's do lunch podcast.
Fridays at 1
noon. Noon central.
Yeah. If you wanted to link it down below, you could.
Yeah.
I could. I if there's any, I got a couple of moderators. I don't remember them all. If anybody's a moderator, Rachel, you should be a moderator. If you got it, throw it in the chat real quick. Gary, how you doing on your YouTube channel, buddy? Subscriber count are you at right now?
994.
You're kidding me.
994.
Yo,
that was at 980 this afternoon.
You can't leave until he gets done.
I know, right? Yeah, come on, everybody.
Hit that Dixie Overland subscribe button. He's already got his watch hours. He's already got it. That's great.
Yep.
He's doing awesome with his YouTube channel. It hasn't even been a year, has it?
I think just over a year.
Just over a year.
That is his link too.
Oh, good.
So his link should be in the description of the video here below. Y'all go out there. Y'all go subscribe Dixie Overland. Get him over that 1,000 subscriber mark. And you will not regret it because he does reselling to fund this Jeep habit of his. which expensive. I personally can't always understand, but he's having a good time, and that's what YouTube's all about, right?
What's to not understand about taking a vehicle at 2 miles an hour through the woods and tearing it up and then fixing it and doing it all over again?
Now.
I think the part that I can't understand about it is however much you paid. Do it. 998. We're getting them there. You paid so much for that Jeep, and then now you're going to go drive it through the woods and get it all scratched up and messed up. And I just...
That's the fun bit. I'll say this, that you know, spoiler alert on an upcoming video I'm going to have probably within the next few days. My garage smells like fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
So if that has anybody's interest peaked, I think it'll be a really good video.
Kristen,
so.
what are you saying?
I subbed. You subbed.
Awesome. You should have it. Come on, check it again.
I'm refreshing. 1,000.
There you go, buddy. Good job, everybody.
Nailed it.
Thank you for the support for Gary and Dixie Overland, y'all.
Thank you to everybody who did subscribe. And I promise you, you're not going to regret it. And, you know, we do giveaways as well on the channel. Sometimes they're Jeep related. Sometimes they're not. So, you know, just stay tuned. And the best is yet to come.
I do appreciate everybody's support for Gary and his endeavor over there. And thank you so much for coming out tonight to Live with the Body Pals. We hung out with Kristen, a rural squirrel.
Thank you everybody, so much for having me.
I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Y'all stay safe out there and have fun picking. Good night.
Night, y'all.